You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Cooler today, like 40s tomorrow. So, and windy. Snow in the high country. There you go. I played meteorologist. I'm done. I can put my...
Well done.
Put my weather tools away.
On Monday when it's all wrong.
Right. I'll learn how to apologize.
That front went right around us, didn't it?
Hey, before we talk about your family, this is just putting a little blurb into the Mindbender Club mailer. It's this thing about that they went out and surveyed thousands of Americans, and they were talking about how they regret so many of their money decisions since the pandemic started. Like all the various things that they've done, they're like, oh, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Impulse buying was number one. They talked about that. And I think it's been easy when we're shopping online to do a lot of impulse buying.
Absolutely. There's love a that lot of add that. To cart feature.
Yeah. Or, you know, just buy it now with the whole one-click thing. The thing about not saving enough, not comparing prices and looking for better deals. I'm not guilty of that. I'm still a shopper. But the one that stood out to me that I thought was interesting, we talk about for just a moment here, is the whole number two on the list was paying for subscription services we don't use anymore. And I've slowly been realizing over the last month how many of those I have. Because in a way, it's kind of insidious. They're like, oh, this is only an extra $14 a month. I'm like, ah, $14 is not that much. And then this thing is only like $12 a month. And this one is $9 a month. And this one is only $11 a month.
Ching,
and this
ching,
one is
that. Ching.
And I'm not talking about just like, you know, television stuff. There's, you know, other subscriptions, especially for my business that I'm a part of. And I have slowly had it dawn on me how much this is costing me, especially for the things that I just don't use that much.
Yeah, you start adding it up monthly, and then you do the whole yearly thing. You're like,
it's
holy
when you do
crap.
The year thing, Jerry. You're right.
If that's
you
a take, punch.
You take it all. You say, well, God, it comes to like, oh, I don't know, like $190 a month, and then you think that's almost $2,500 a year.
The yearly one is the one that always gets me. It's like you add it up for the year, and you're like, I could invest that money.
Or buy the new water heaters that I need or whatever.
Right. There's so much more.
So anyway, when I send that out in the Mindbender Club mailers, if people are part of the club, you might want to click on the link that I'm putting in there just to kind of it might depress you, but at the same time, it might make you go, uh-huh. Hey, you know, that's right. I probably don't need all of those
that's
subscriptions.
True. Start weeding your subscription garden, everybody.
And isn't it funny that years ago, even in your lifetime, a subscription only meant one thing, either a newspaper or a magazine.
Right, it. Or those weird CD ones that where they'd send you a CD every month for a penny.
The Columbia Music Club.
Right.
But otherwise, we've changed. They have found ways to get into our wallets.
No joke, man. Ugh.
What else is going on?
My little thing kind of has to do with money as well. Join me, won't you? Let's get into the Wayback Machine and go back about a year to when the pandemic started. And everyone was freaking out in the grocery stores and the shelves were bare. There was no cheese, no bread. And I said to my family after a large grocery shopping visit, we will eat everything before we go back to the store. Mm-hmm. We will not be wasting food. Everything must be devoured. There is no wasting. Fast forward to 6:15 on 2/5/21. The amount of stuff I threw out from my refrigerator yesterday was disgusting, Dom.
Kind of obscene, huh?
I don't get why my family will not eat leftovers, but I mean, I'm talking tubs of stuff into the trash, and it's disgusting, the amount of food that we are wasting. And I don't know how to get around this. I guess just stop making dinners, I guess, and force them to eat leftovers? I've got very picky children is part of the problem, and they're in the camp of they don't eat leftovers. So a lot of stuff just goes to waste. And then Nicole's on this giant fruit and vegetable kick now where that's all she eats, nothing else. So I'll make dinners, and then there's a lot left, and then I'm not going to sit and eat a whole nother dinner, right. You know, like at lunch or something. So a lot of stuff is just, it's going in the trash. Are you guys like that?
Very much so, and it drives me crazy. And I try to say something, and I come across in my mind, as sounding like a Depression era baby or something like that.
Same. I'm like, I sound like my grandma or
right,
somebody.
Right, exactly. And I'm not that old. I did not live through the Depression, but I'm saying I heard the talk when I was a kid about it. And I'm just afraid I'm coming across that way. And I don't want to, but the amount of waste is, it's vulgar.
It is. And I know we're not in a Depression era, but I mean, come on. This has to still be in people's minds. You know, a few months ago when we were scrambling at the grocery stores and there was a shortage, I'm like, we should not be wasting food right now. Yeah. A lot of the production still hasn't ramped up on a lot of stuff. You can't get your hands on a frozen pizza from what I'm reading.
Well, but, really? I'm trying to slowly get this message across to my stepdaughter because she's one of those who will buy like a package of like 8 things and eat one, and that's it.
Oh, man.
You know, and I'm like, this has got to stop. We cannot keep doing this. And, you know, she's 18. She's, you know, rapidly getting to the point where she's going to have to be paying for everything herself. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to be a huge shock to her system. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
When all that stuff gets thrown in the trash, basically what you're doing is taking dollar bills.
Absolutely.
And throwing them in the garbage.
You start adding up everything that you're throwing away, and you're like, cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. It's more than your subscription services.
Yeah, you know, you're right, because grocery stores are flipping expensive these days.
You know what
have
we
you
have?
Noticed
oh, I
it
know,
costs?
Buddy. It's like $300 every time I go. It's ridiculous. Oh. The thing we have the most of, we have bags upon bags, like Safeway grocery bags, of candy. From birthdays, from last year's Valentine's Day, from Halloween, from Christmas. I'm talking like on our kitchen counter right now, I have 4 Safeway bags full of candy. And I don't know what to do with them. Because I don't want the kids to eat all that.
That you can throw away.
Is there somewhere I can donate it? Or
do you want to donate candy? I mean, maybe, especially old candy. Do you want to donate your old candy?
Old candy. Anyway, that's enough ranting for this early.
Yeah, I feel you.
You feeling me, dog?
Yeah, and you know, and you and I both worry about how we're coming across, and that's the funniest part about this.
Eat your Reese's, kids.